Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying that Mio? All right. Hey, I like that one.
This is a very ghetto flavor. I'm going to just tell you like this.
What flavor is that?
Blueberry lemon. That's ghetto.
Blueberry lemon.
That's very ghetto.
It's good, dude.
I don't care. It's just very, like...
It's good.
I don't like blueberries, huh?
I don't like blueberries either. I like, you know what? You ever had blueberry cobbler?
No.
It's delicious, but I just eat the crust. Because I like the flavor, but I don't like cooked blueberries. They're disgusting.
Yeah, blueberries, you like blueberry pie?
No, I don't like, I just eat the crust.
Interesting.
I like the crust, but not the...
Yeah, we got that Barbecue blueberry cobbler.
Oh, that's it. I eat that. Oh. Let me tell you. They go, I don't like peach cobbler, but I like theirs. Blueberry, I eat the bread all around it. I ask them for extra, like, bread, less blueberries. Bread pudding? That's it. Y'all don't know nothing. Yeah. Yo, Cubans don't do bread pudding, do they?
No.
Yeah. Y'all do flan. Yeah. That's it. Any variations to it?
You can do a cheese flan.
You can do a cheese flan. You can do a coconut one, a chocolate cheese chip
flan.
One.
What is flan made of?
Custard.
See, it's eggs and milk. And then, like, if you want to make a cheese flan, then you'd, like, put cream cheese in it.
I don't like flan.
I don't like flan either.
I don't like flan. You know what it is? No. The texture.
I agree with you.
It's like mush.
The texture is a little uncomfortable, but...
It's the difference between...
If you make it right, it tastes really
good. It's the difference between... pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie.
You know what
sweet
I've noticed,
potato pie is much softer.
You know what I've noticed doing a lot of holidays with the in-laws? A lot of people think they make good flan. They don't make good flan.
It's so true. And actually, you know what's one of the world's...
They think they nail it.
They do. And one of the biggest travesties is actually... It's also arroz con leche. Don't even get me started.
Oh, I don't like that.
Hey, wait a minute.
I love arroz con leche, but like people think that they make good flan, they think they make good arroz con leche.
You know what's the craziest thing? Mm-hmm. When somebody brings food over... And they come in with their hype man.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you got to try this. Woo! I'm telling you, if you
whenever
like
they
this.
Say that, I'm like.
And I'm like looking at him like.
I know I probably won't like it.
Dude, it's just a pie.
You got holiday Don King coming in there.
Right.
Thank you, Toby. Thank you.
Right. And I'm telling you, I almost lost friends over somebody bringing potato pie.
Crazy. Let's get to the damage is done, my friend.
Gone.
So my damage is done goes to none other than the star of Meet the Parents, Something About Mary, Tropic Thunder. I do like his work. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't like Ben Stiller movies. I like Ben Stiller movies.
Along Came Polly.
I love his father. I love Jerry Stiller.
Oh, yeah.
I love him either from King and Queens or with Seinfeld. He was great. Yeah. Oh, a legend. But I'm going to tell you something, dude. This Ben Stiller, as obnoxious Twitter Knicks fan, is not a character I care for, especially when you have the audacity, and may I say, the audacity to say anything, and I mean anything, about Khalil Ware. And you were a bully, you Hollywood hype machine, sitting here fawning over Mitchell Robinson, that you were like, it's going to happen again to Khalil Ware. He's never going to figure it out. Well, what happened yesterday, dude? And by the way, why have you gone into hiding on Twitter? Because your thumbs were very busy during the game. And then all of a sudden, what's the matter? They cramp up? You need a Gatorade? Where's the tweets, Ben? Where's my tweets? Where's my apology to Khalil Ware? Where's my apology to Udonis Haslam? Not my apology to Udonis Haslam. Your apology to Udonis Haslam. That's another story for another day. But where's my tweets, Ben? The damage is done, my friend. You know what? Save it. I don't want your tweets. The damage is done, my friend. Leroy?
My damage is done. Hmm? Goes to you.
Why?
Because damage you think you can tweet and say whatever to get the little likey likes, and then somebody put you on notice.
Right.
So UD is waiting, and I would like to see that interaction. Might have been the best thing that ever happened that you had to go home.
Well, I would disagree.
He'll be there tomorrow.
I will be too.
Okay.
Boots on the ground.
All right. So the damage is done. Don't be trying to be all
Yeah, me going
nice.
Home yesterday had nothing to do with fear of Udonis Haslam. That's independent of itself.
Mm-hmm. But tomorrow.
But I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just saying, you might have crossed the wrong path there.
Yeah, it's Warriors night, too.
Warriors night, so you're going to be fired up?
He's not going to be one of those people who thinks this is all my fault, does he?
All right.
I mean.
Do we think that Brendan Tobin is still on his mind?
I don't think he forgets.
Dude, athletes are pettier than him.
Yep. As told by Jalen Phillips, who's now
forgetting that he played
for Miami. Does he remember?
So wait, how about this? So I played against a guy in college, and we were playing in NFL, and I forgot what team he played for. And we was in pregame, and he walked up behind me and clipped me. You know how you do the legs and you cross the legs? I ain't forgot what you did to us in college. I'm like, I don't even know. Okay. So, yeah, athletes are very, very, very petty. That's all right. It's coming.
But does he remember how Tobin looks like? Does he even know?
He knows Tobin!
But, like, he meets so many people.
UD, in case you don't remember,
he knows.
Tobin is the guy who tried to run up that wall.
He knows fine. I don't mean to like toot my own horn because I would like him not to know, but he knows.
He knows. If not, I'll remind him.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Send him a picture with an arrow.
It's about time that you pay for some of the things.
I pay for my crimes all the time.
No, you don't.
I answer for my crimes all the time.
You know what you do?
What do you mean, dude?
You weasel your way out of it.
I do not weasel my way out of
what?
It. What are you talking about?
Semantic samurai.
That's it. That's you.
I don't think that's fair.
Really?
I'm very accountable.
Okay. Says the guy who says, I said we may have dodged the bullet.
Those are just facts. That's what I said. Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Honestly, I don't really have a damage is done, but I can't stop thinking about this Jalen Phillips, man.
Wow. Brittany,
you opened my eyes to a whole new petty.
How about that?
I was gonna say I have to I'll mark it.
For butchering English.
God, I just got so excited because I was so angry.
I don't even know what the word was.
Did you just make it a goose liver?
No idea.
Forgo. I was gonna forego my damages on because I don't think anything has gotten me more angry than Jalen Phillips in the last week. So I just want to add one more thing to
please do
straight at Jalen Phillips. All right, buddy. You know what? The you
buddy.
He got buddy. He got sweetheart. He got sweetheart. Else too. I'm trying
to remember. You call somebody sweetheart.
Listen here.
Bud. All right. The you doesn't want you because last time. Listen. No. Listen. Because
that's crazy.
The last time I checked. You were the one who sounded the hurricane horn when we lost to Louisville. So you know what? Forget you, man.
He got a little Tobin in him.
You called him a mush?
You called him a mush.
I called him a mush.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
So, yeah, the damage is done.
Damage is done.
I better not see you one more time on NBC on Sunday Night Football, which I know you'll be there because, you know, we are the Eagles. You play for the Eagles now.
Huh?
Who has the Super Bowl this year?
The Super Bowl is...
NBC?
I don't know. Isn't the Super Bowl down here? No, the Super Bowl's not down here. Where's the Super Bowl this year?
NBC has the Super Bowl this year.
It's in San Francisco, no?
What if the Eagles make the Super Bowl? He does that for the Super Bowl broadcast.
If let me tell you, Tobin, if he
that's a new low.
Doubles back around and tries to be like the U for the Super Bowl, oh, we're gonna have problems. We're gonna have real big issues. Wow. You better stick to Fresno, California, my friend.
You want him to keep that same energy?
Okay. He better keep the same energy. Right. I better not hear the U come out of his mouth one more time.
It sounds like
right? If we make the college football playoff, if we're in the top 12 tonight, I better not see a repost on your story, Jalen.
Wow. It sounds like
they had a big conversation about what we were talking about yesterday.
What?
This morning, Joe.
What are you talking about?
About why Notre Dame is above Miami.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to gather myself for a second because Brittany just yanked.
I'm telling you. Since she first mentioned it, I can't stop thinking about it.
She just yanked Jalen Phillips' turnover chain.
Right.
I think
that's worse than being called a douche.
She just basically called him a mush, a douche, and took his Canes card.
Yeah,
wished
all because he said he was from Fresno.
All he said is he's Fresno and that he's happy.
Who remembers him in Fresno?
God forbid you're happy! This sounds like you got
don't turn your back on family.
Can I just ask you a question? Yeah. We'll get into the Canes thing. Are you sure you want to keep that energy with her over there?
Huh?
Are you sure you want to keep that Notre Dame energy with her over there? She's taking cards.
Wait, what is your? Don't
no,
even.
No.
Leroy.
We gotta take a break.
Leroy.
We gotta take a break. No. We gotta take a break.
Leroy.
We gotta take a break.
Leroy.
We gotta take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.